This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
So, Steve, should we tell them about glass-free 3D?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Do they really need to know about it?
I don't like wearing glasses. Do you?
No, I don't either.
All right, we're going to talk about glass-free 3D. Be right back.
Sponsored in part by GoToMyPC. Use their iPhone app to access your work or home computer anytime. Try GoToMyPC today with a special 45-day free trial. Visit GoToMyPC.com and click the Try It Free button and enter the promo code PODCAST.
Todd Cochran here from Geek News Central.
Steve Lee, Ways of Tech.
So Steve, behind us are these 3840 by 2160 glass-free 3D systems. What do you think of when you were standing in their little footprint area?
Are you talking about the movable ones?
Yeah, well, we're talking. There's one.
I wasn't in the footprint, but standing back, whoa! But I'm sure you got a different take on it.
Well, they have two different types of TVs. They got ones where you have to position yourself, and the TV actually has some little bars across the top that tells you you got to move right, you got to move left, you got to move up and down to get right in the perfect spot. The other one has a face recognition deal, right?
Now, that one has a camera, and as you motion, it'll line you up to the perfect, I guess, aspect ratio and alignment to get the perfect visual cue on it.
So I will admit, if you're lined up and you're looking good, it looks really good. And also on the face recognition stuff, the angle of view seemed to be pretty decent. I think they had us maybe 7 or 8 feet back from it.
About 7, 8 feet, and I believe they said there was 9 different viewing angles.
So, I was asking, okay, how does this translate to my living room? You got this perfectly set up booth here with this thing laid out in a perfect way. And he said it works. It's most people sit their butts down there and crouch in front of the TV and they don't move.
Yeah, my recliner never moves.
That's true. So you're going to just have to slide your recliner right or left to get it in the right viewing angle and be all right, yeah?
And push the wife aside and I'm good.
So another thing they had is they actually had it running in 2D mode with the full 3840 by 2140.
That is impressive. That's 4 times 1080p.
You know, you could almost, if you had a RED camera, a 4K camera, and you plugged your computer in that, you could actually use that in full resolution to actually edit your videos.
Oh, very true. And Todd, you and I were talking about how these TVs in the high definition realm, they don't even look real anymore, that what we're seeing is not what they're seeing anymore. And it's really interesting.
We were at another booth with a different TV of different style, and you're looking at it and says, that's realer, that's more real than life. I can't, you know, in the natural world, things aren't that bright. But I think they're onto something here. I don't want to use glasses.
I don't either. That's the real basis of, I think, of some of the innovations we've seen from these TV companies this week.
Yeah, and plus all the stuff that's going on in the marketplace, one TV have to have one type of glass, another TV have to have another type of glass. I don't want that. And when your friends come over to watch TV with you, watch a football game or stuff, do you want to give them a pair of glasses to wear?
No, not at all. And in matter of fact, in one of the other manufacturers, we saw the 85-inch OLED.
Right.
And, you know, massive and beautiful, but do you really want to have those kind of components attached to them as glass and things like that?
So we don't have pricing for you, but you go to Toshiba.com and check all this out. And they've got a great lineup of TVs here. And you just look for the glass-free 3D. And these are really kind of 4K. Again, 3840 by 2140 is the resolution of these.
Right.
So it's a pretty amazing.
I'm going to go watch some more.
Are you? All right. Have fun.
Okay.
Todd Cochran and Steve Lee from Geek News Central and Waves of Tech here for the Tech Podcast Network.
You know, right in the middle of the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, I would be able to have full control of my workstation back in the office, even though it's thousands of miles away. How can I do that? I can do that through an application called GoToMyPC. It's a new iPhone app, and as we learned at CES, it's also available for Android. What you're able to do is to take control of your PC remotely, whether it be PC or Mac, and make adjustments just as if you were sitting there. You can go in and tweak an Excel sheet. You can make a change to a PowerPoint. You can edit a Word, a file from Microsoft Word. A tremendous capability that you can try free for 45 days. Just go to gotomypc.com and look for the Try It Free button, and then make sure that you use the code PODCAST, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. Go to my PC wherever you are.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.